Well, here we are at Adelaide River. Just over an hour out of Darwin, this town has always been an important stopping point for weary travellers. First with the railway and today with caravanners and truck drivers, Adelaide River is a good place to stop and take a break. But during World War II, this little-known town took on a far more important role in Australia's wartime history. After the bombing of Darwin in 1942, Adelaide River became the front line of Australia's defence. US and Australian military headquarters were based here, and hospitals, military stores, market gardens, and thousands of troops were moved into the area. Right now, I'm at the Adelaide River War Cemetery. Set in picturesque gardens on the outskirts of town, this is the only official war cemetery on Australian soil. Around me are the graves of soldiers and civilians who died during Australia's defence of the Top End. In total, there are 432 servicemen and 63 civilians buried here. I'm here with local resident Debbie Kosh. Debbie's going to show us around the cemetery. So let's step back in time to relive Australia's wartime history.
Adelaide River was the front line for the war in Australia. I guess because it was 100 k's away, it was the next major stopping ground. It's got a river running through it. The railway went through it. The Stuart Highway went through it. So it did the same in Cyclone Tracy. It was the first stop off when Darwin was decimated then too. And when you see how many slabs and how many leftover things there are all the way through this region, it starts giving you a picture of just how many people were stationed here and what was involved to try and stop the Japanese going any further. The bombing raids were far more than any of us anyone ever believed. It was bombed from the 19th of February 1942 to the 13th of November 1943. But the last bombing raid was over Adelaide River and Bachelor area, so each raid had a lot of bombs. It was pretty constant.
We were told that a unit was being formed because the Japanese were expected to land in the north, and these men would be put up there and they would have to live adventurously on their own to carry out surveillance of the landing and then stay behind and act as a reconnaissance unit, that is, reporting on what the Japanese were doing in great detail. I can remember crying at night time myself when it was terribly dark, thinking I couldn't be lonelier than this. I don't think anybody can be lonelier than this. But what it did in my case was built this funny bush endurance that some men can build.
It was after the bombing of Darwin on the 19th of February 1942 when Adelaide River became the front line of the war effort in the Top End.
The memorial in front of us was really for the staff of the Darwin Post Office, and most of them lost their life, or nearly all of them actually.
On the 19th of February 1942.
Yeah, the first bombing raid. And that's why everything was sort of moved, all the functioning stuff was moved to Adelaide River, because it was the next, I guess, centre, even though it was small, because there wasn't much left of Darwin at all.
We're just standing in front of a grave here, Flight Lieutenant Brown, Royal Air Force, 18th of April 1944. Age 22, really young. Is that representative of a lot of the graves you see around here?
I think that's one of the saddest things. As you walk around and you look at the ages, it would probably average out to maybe 23. You get a few older ones, but most of them are 20, 21, 22, some even younger. Some of them obviously don't have names. You've got Sailor of the 1939 to 45 War, Merchant Navy, 19th February 1942.
So here we have an unknown soldier.
Yeah, actually quite a lot along here. And then you've got
Wong Chung,
Laundry Man 1, Australian Merchant Navy, 20th of February 1942. In the Top End at that time, Chinese in particular probably would have just about outnumbered white Australians, because they worked all the gold mines and they did a lot of them did the market gardening and that sort of stuff. So there was a big population. And you see that in modern Darwin today.
Around the region, there are still plenty of sites where you can explore Adelaide River's wartime history. On the Stuart Highway, as you head towards Katherine, is the World War II hospital train siding. This was an important base for medical evacuations, and over 11,000 patients came through the hospital. Further up the road is the Field Stores Depot. Everything from food to boots was stored here, and there was even a soft drink factory. But if you're in Adelaide River during April, Anzac Day is an incredibly moving experience. Hundreds of people gather here at the cemetery to commemorate the huge effort made by such a little town in the defence of the Top End. But even before World War II, Adelaide River was making its mark on the Top End. In 1889, the North Australia Railway was established from Palmerston, as Darwin was then known, to Pine Creek. As the only stop on the line with refreshment rooms, Adelaide River soon became well known. Today, the railway precinct is a beautifully kept museum where you can explore the town's rich history. So let's head down the road where we'll meet up with train enthusiast Trevor Horman.
Hi, I'm Trevor Horman from the Friends of the North Australia Railway at Adelaide River, and we're in the railway refreshment rooms at Adelaide River. This railway was built in 1888 by Charles Miller. It was a £1 million contract, and the purpose of the railway was to service the gold rush at Pine Creek. The refreshment rooms at Adelaide River were built at Adelaide River because it was exactly halfway to Pine Creek. It was at the 77 mile on the 147 miles to Pine Creek, and it was a five-hour journey from Port Darwin to Adelaide River and another 5 hours to Pine Creek. So they gave them a half-hour stop at Adelaide River for refreshments, and in the early days it was one train a week. So it was quite a task to prepare and to get this meal quickly served in the half an hour. One of the famous tea ladies at Adelaide River was Widgie Nelson, and this was in the 1900s to 1920 era. And this woman managed to put on refreshments every week for the train with no electricity, no services, and very little support. And one of the stories suggests that there was a goat paddock out the back, and they'd slaughter a goat each week and serve it up as veal as the meal for the week. We're now inside one of the carriages from the North Australia Railway, and it was really an epic ride from Darwin through Adelaide River to Pine Creek and then eventually on to Katherine and Larimer and Burdham. And the name of the train in those days, they called it Leaping Lena because of the rocking motion of the train. And there's no particular train that was Leaping Lena, just the whole thing was called Leaping Lena because it was a pretty rough ride.
Just near the railway precinct is the old Adelaide River Railway Bridge.
This railway bridge at Adelaide River is really significant. It's the largest bridge on the railway between Darwin and Pine Creek, and the bridge actually cost about 10% of the total cost of the contract to build this railway to Pine Creek. The bridge was fabricated in Gawler in South Australia, and the parts brought to Adelaide River and reassembled. And it's really quite mind-blowing to think how they assembled such a heavy bridge in 1888, right out in the middle of the bush with no services at all. And this has been recognised by the Institution of Engineers, who have now put a plaque on the bridge saying that this is really a significant engineering monument.
Ever since the early days, Adelaide River has always been a Wild West kind of place. Croc catching, pig shooting and buffalo hunting are all good sport and good income in these parts. Tommy Fawcett grew up in Adelaide River. His mother was born at Mount Bundy Station and his grandfather was a mining engineer in the early days. Tommy is one of the true characters of the Top End, and buffalo hunting was his first job.
Yeah, well, buffalo, always a bit of a challenge, but got around the country. It was a good life, you know. You lived in the bush and got a killer every once a week and always had fresh meat and plenty of onions and potatoes, and that's about it. You got a killer, you'd eat as much fresh beef as you can and roast as much as you can and then corn the rest, and then once all the fresh meat's gone, you'd sit down and there's corned beef stews or whatever.
Speaking of buffalo, there's one place we really should visit before we leave town. This is the Adelaide River Inn, home to one of the Top End's most loved characters. Standing at the end of the bar is Charlie the Buffalo, who featured in the film Crocodile Dundee. These days, Charlie is far less intimidating, but still pulls a crowd. Danny Lynn McIntosh works at the pub and remembers Charlie long before he came to Adelaide River.
I can remember Charlie when he was in Darwin at the Yarrawonga Zoo, and we used to go to the Yarrawonga Zoo to see Charlie. And this was well before him being in Crocodile Dundee. And I would have been, 10, 11, about 11 years old. And Charlie would be there, and we actually used to pat him. He was just beautiful. And that's how I remember Charlie.
And now he's mounted on the pub that you work in.
Yes, yes, he is. And, you know, like I have a lot of people and they say, oh, is that really Charlie? I say, yes, it is. It is really Charlie. And then I tell him, I remember him when he was alive and I was really young. He was quite tame. Like, he let us kids just play with him. We'd feed him and he wouldn't charge you or anything like that. And that's what they needed, was a buffalo to be like that.
Has it put Adelaide River on the map?
I would say it has. People come in to the hotel just to see Charlie. So, yeah, it has put Adelaide River on the map. He has, you know, and he's just amazing. Icon. That's all I can say. You know, he is an icon. And he's an icon for Adelaide River. And just stands in the corner there, gentle giant.
Well, that's the end of our stay here in Adelaide River. From here, we head down the track to the mining town of Pine Creek. Along the way, there are plenty of places to stop and explore. Not far from here is Hayes Creek. This old World War II site was once a market garden used to supply the troops with fresh fruit and veggies. Hayes Creek is also the entrance to the beautiful Douglas Daly region. If you're into fishing, four-wheel driving and swimming, this is a great place to stop and explore. There's also the World War II Fenton Air Base. But just south of Hayes Creek is the turn-off to the historic Goldfields Loop. This detour takes you past old mine sites and pastoral stations and also stops in at the historic Grove Hill Hotel. The hotel was built in the 1930s and is on the route of the original railway and overland telegraph line. But before you leave Adelaide River, consider taking the Old South Road. This was the original Stuart Highway, built during the war, and gives you an idea of what the road was like before we got the brand new highway. It takes a little longer, but winds through some beautiful countryside. Whichever road you decide to take, I'll catch you down the track in historic Pine Creek.